For those who just can't get enough, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kayla. We are the Stargate Addicts.
Oh, we certainly have been gone a long time.
Uh-huh. Well, we were here last week.
Yeah, but it was a mini-cast, so we don't exactly
It was mini. That. It was a baby. It was the little five-year-old of podcasting.
It's a baby cast.
Yeah, but we didn't call it that. We didn't call it a baby cast.
Well, anyway, you know how we said you have a new newscaster? Well, we've got actually four. We're going to play clips of them each doing part of the news, and you are going to go to our site and vote on who you want to be the new newscast of the Stargate Addicts.
That's right, you!
You! All up to you! Okay, enough with the annoying announcer voice.
You were Person of the Year, and now you will... Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Cockrell, and I'm here to do the news. There's going to be Stargate movies, and I guess they're called... One's called Ark of the Covenant? No, wait, sorry. Ark of Truth. The other one's called Continuum? Oh, okay. And... There's also going to be a new Stargate series called Stargate Universe, which is based on the ninth chevron, like the gas? Not like the gas. You sure? Okay. Based on the ninth chevron on the gate. Well, hope you vote for me. I'm Kimmy Cockrell. Bye.
Hi, I'm Kim's Candy, and I'm here to try out for the news. Stargate SG-1 was nominated for a Hugo Award for their episode 200. My uncle's name is Hugo. Is it named after him? Oh, well, okay. And Michael Shanks signed on for a recurring role in 24. I know I'll be watching that more. Hope you vote for me. Bye-bye now.
Howdy. I'm Bobby Beelzebub, here to try out for the news. The Stargate Convention Tour kicks off in Chicago, Illinois, August 24th to the 26th, Secaucus, New Jersey, November 2nd to the 4th, and Burbank, California, November 16th to the 18th. What a swell time you'll have there. If you need more information, please go to www.creationent.com. Hope you vote for me, Baba Beelzebub, for the newscaster. Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Anastasia Rosemary Snobendorf, and I'm here to try out for the news, because I'm obviously the best at it. Dr. Elizabeth Weir will only have a recurring role in Season 4. Why they're doing this, I don't know. What do they know, anyway?
Spoiler warning.
Also, on a much more somber note, a beloved character of mine, Dr. Carson Beckett, will be passing on in the second half of Season 3. It really is such a sad event. But there's still hope that we can see him again, so please, really, please visit www.savecarsonbeckett.com, where you'll find addresses to send letters to the powers that be. Also, you will find a link to a place where you can find Save Carson Beckett t-shirts. If I wore any t-shirts, I'd definitely buy one. Well... That's all for now. I hope you vote for me. This is Anastasia Rosemary Snobendorf signing off.
Okay! Well, weren't those nice? Yes, don't forget to go to our site and vote.
Uh-huh.
New Stargate!
So.
Woo!
Oh, yay! My God! I know.
Pretty cool.
We need to add a spoiler. Well, actually, we're going to put a spoiler on. Okay, just here's the warning. We are going to talk about the two new episodes of Stargate right now. If you haven't seen them, deal with it.
Or just skip ahead to whatever time index the future Kayla will say.
Oh, the future Kayla is doing time indexing.
Apparently.
Okay. Apparently she is.
Okay. Carter Punch Ball!
Carter Punch Ball!
That was the best part of all of SG-1, I swear!
Hey, no it wasn't.
Well, no it wasn't, but it was the best Carter part.
The whole thing was awesome.
That was so cool. And I knew it was coming as soon as he said that it was a
Do you think
harder for me
that I can't...
Human and part for me. You
is it because I'm a human or because I'm a woman?
Well, a little bit of both. And then she punched him later. Whoa, and she was right.
Uh-huh. Of course she was right. She's Carter.
It's Carter. It's not like it's McKay. No, it's McKay, but Carter's still
Carter's
smarter
way smarter.
Than
yes, yes, yes.
Even though he's pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. Yes, do we have, a coherent discussion besides Carter Punch Ball, Carter Punch?
Yeah, we're getting to that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very, 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 very happy. And I'm grinning really big right now, and it's really creepy.
Me
but
too.
You can't see it because it's creepy.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you can't see me because I look horrible, but...
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Rachel's wearing a cape.
Well, actually, no, I'm not. It's too warm.
Oh, okay. You're not wearing a cape?
And it's taken off. It was choking me. It was falling off my chair, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, renew it.
Right.
Are very
so,
cool.
Started out with the dragon.
Yes.
That was a weird-looking dragon. I mean, I almost looked like it was maybe a mechanical dragon or something.
Yeah. What was really funny was when Valo went out and said, Morgan, la fée!
I know,
like
I love
that.
He was
a dog or something.
And that's not even the dragon's name. It's like you're going out there and saying not some random person's name, but just another person's name.
Well.
And expecting that dragon to...
Well, I mean, she said it in English, not Asian, so...
I know, exactly. She's like, Morgan, La Fae.
It was really cool when Teal couldn't let go of Cam's arm.
Yeah. He's like, I want to go. And I remember he made this crack, a joke of one time. It was like, whoa, Teal make joke. Made joke.
Okay, I don't remember that.
It was right before that. Never mind.
Whatever. It's a small tidbit that I'll get once I watch it another 10 times.
Yeah. Okay, then then Daniel came up to the rescue and was said some random... Or not random. Why do I need to stop saying random.
Morgan Le Fay's name and ancient.
Yes, which we need to know.
We should, but we don't.
Well, I'll Gallifrey, watch it a couple of 10 million times. Yeah,
Gallifrey.
But it's not Galahad.
Galifrey?
Because that's that other guy. That's the knight. One of the knights of the round table.
So something Gallifrey or Gallifrey something?
Gallifrey.
I don't know.
Galaxy Quest!
Okay, that's a little off topic.
No, I'm thinking about Indiana Jones right now because we're talking about freaking King Arthur!
And the Holy Grail.
And the Holy Grail. The Sangreal.
Yes, the Sangreal.
Oh, and now I'm thinking about the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alright.
This isn't the bloodline of Jesus, and this isn't a cup. Okay, this
obviously
is a
not.
Red stone that does not
That's
exist, apparently.
Yes. Well, the Sangreal does exist. Daniel just has to make it, which he hasn't yet, and he's on...
Which means it doesn't exist yet.
I know. Well, it did exist.
Exactly,
but he destroyed
it doesn't right
it.
Now.
Or Morgan
so it
destroyed
exist.
It. Yes. But it did.
Well, duh. What's the Little Red Stone supposed to represent?
Really nothing. That's just a fake out.
Duh. It really, it's not going, duh.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry, I'm tired. I went to sleep at midnight and got up at 7 and ice skated for an hour and a half and came home and did math and overexerted myself watching Stargate. And
I stayed up till 1:30 a.m. last night, Rachel, watching videos on YouTube.
Okay, that's your own fault.
Well, why were you staying up till midnight?
It was a sleepover.
Oh.
A friend over.
All right.
And it wasn't exactly
that
midnight.
I understand. All right. Okay, so something else. Sam was cool. And
Merlin!
I know!
And Daniel's brain's gonna explode.
Oh, and Andrea has... She just has this attitude. It's like...
Have they accepted Origin? And Burns.
Like, I know.
She's got a grudge with this certain village because...
Can burn it. It's just her voice. And she sounds like this. She sounds like a teenager.
Well, she is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she's,
technically, however many days old.
Technically, she's only a few months old, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but she doesn't look like a teenager.
Well, no, she looks like a young woman.
Yeah. She looks like she could be in her 20s or something.
Yeah. Danny's in trouble.
She's just a sassy Ori.
Yeah. But Danny's in trouble.
Danny's in trouble! And I was, like, sitting watching the screen going, Daniel! Damn! Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, we'll bleep you out for that one.
No, that... I'm quoting what I was sitting there saying.
Oh, and you'll bleep, bleep, bleep?
No, but without the bleeping.
I know what you mean. You're beeping yourself out.
Yes, because I self-censor.
Yes, and just in case you didn't notice, in the bloopers in the minicast, she was not bleeping me out when I said sorry. I said sorry because I sniffed. And the bleep was the pausing between different bloopers.
I know.
Because it made it sound like...
Oh, yeah, I need to bleep you out sometime in this episode.
Yeah, just even when I say nothing.
Yeah. Like, she'll say something random like bunnies, and I'll bleep her out.
Oh, thanks.
Or, you could say, Daniel's in trouble, and I'll bleep you out.
Daniel's in beep!
Oh.
You know, people could take that a whole lot of different ways.
No, more like, beep you, Daniel.
Oh, that'd be mean. I like Daniel. Even if he is our page hog.
Yeah.
Daniel is... Except
everybody,
Daniel,
we love Daniel.
Except that day
we
when
are
I was
Daniel
getting
lovers.
Daniel banner.
Huh?
Except that the day when we were getting the Daniel banner,
Jack was being
a page hog.
Jack was hogging that page.
He came up like 12 times.
And we were like, we want Daniel. And the other day we were like, we want McKay. And Daniel kept coming up.
That was like 6 months ago.
What did I say?
We were looking for McKay, and we kept getting Daniel. That was 6 months ago, Kayla.
I know that. 6 months?
Well, maybe not that much, but it was a while
Shoot.
Ago. Shoot! Seriously, it was a long time ago.
Alright.
Atlantis. Atlantis.
Wait, no. We're not done with SG-1 yet.
I want to talk about O'Neill.
I know, but just wait. We need to think of something else to say about SG-1 because it was awesome.
It's cool! Okay, we said something else.
That is not what I want!
No, I was joking.
What could we say? Let's see. What else happened in this episode?
There's some guns on Grawl. Daniel's head's gonna explode.
I know, and I was sitting there going. Duh, of course. It's that thing is, it's basically like a pensive, right?
Yeah.
It's basically Merlin has put his memories, it's not the entire database, it's just Merlin's memories in there.
Yeah. Oh, I've got one. I've got something to say.
Yes.
Okay. Vala was very sweet.
Yeah,
and
Vala
concerned
was
about
sweet.
Him.
Because she loves him.
Of course.
Of course.
Not that we're shippers or anything, it's just...
I am.
Well, you are, but I'm not much of a shipper.
She's not. She is your neutral party. If you are not into shipping, you get Rachel.
And if you are, you get me. And well, I go wacko.
Well, I understand. I mean, I understand the shipping between, like, John and Elizabeth and Sam and Jack. And this may turn out to be just like those. But there isn't just isn't enough information for me to make a statement about it yet. So, be patient.
Well, I'm just saying I like Daniel and Vala.
I know. So do I. He stroked her face.
I know. It's like...
But he wasn't himself right then.
No, it's always wasn't.
It's always like that. You're either...
Nobody ever kisses in real life on this show, anyway.
I know. It's like either you're hallucinating and you're having a hallucination in a hallucination. Or you're imagining kissing a hallucination.
Or you're not yourself.
I'll move on from that episode. Or you're not yourself. Or you're in an alternate timeline.
Or an alternate universe.
Yes, you're kissing someone from an alternate universe. Or a time loop. Yeah.
Okay.
You never get to actually just kiss someone and let it be. All right.
Although, technically, when Jack kissed Carter in Window of Opportunity, that was technically real life.
That's true, but only Jack remembers it. I know when there was a kiss. Not Sam and Jack, but in Prometheus Unbound.
Well, yes.
Vala kissed him, and it wasn't an alternate reality. They were just really crazy.
That wasn't exactly a true kiss.
I know, but it was still a kiss.
Yeah. Okay, now can we talk about Atlantis?
Yeah, can we stop talking about kissing?
Atlantis!
No. I had something to say about SG-1.
I can't
remember what it was.
I really want to talk about Atlantis so we can get to the sad news.
I know. Oh, jeez. Oh, it was, I was talking about how And they're sitting there going, why did Merlin just stick his head in that and then die? And I'm like, guys.
He put his memories in there. I was saying that the entire
time. He put the info about the weapon in the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is stop being dorks.
I know. For once we're smarter than the team of SG-1.
I know. Well, it's because Sam wasn't there. Even though Daniel is smart, but he wasn't being smart then. No, he wasn't.
Okay, now Atlantis.
All right. Technically, I've now seen this episode twice.
Yeah, spoiler.
Hey, I didn't tell you anything about it.
I know, but you spoiled it for yourself.
Well, yeah, it was still cool the second time. That was an awesome episode.
Okay, yes, I watched Sunday, but that was only because of something I'll tell you about later.
I didn't even say anything about Sunday.
I know, but I'll need to defend myself because you know how against spoilers I am, and I'll have to defend myself.
I know.
Atlantis is
cool. All right. Yeah.
Replicate.
I love how they just dupe you for the entire episode and then go back and say, ha ha, we're all going to be fine.
It was all a fake out.
I know. And you get all worried that they're not going to make it through, and then they go, brr, rewind.
Yeah, it was all funny with the rewind. It was like...
And then they go through all the little mini scenes, and then bye-bye replicators, it was so cool.
It was sad when they almost blew up the control tower, even if it is back to normal. It was kind of freaky when they blew it up.
Well, how do you, I guess it is back to normal, but...
It was kind of odd.
Yeah, it was...
To see it blow up, because it's like the main control of everything.
Well, they had to.
I know. I was just saying, it was kind of weird.
I know.
Underwater jumper bay. Cool.
Yeah.
Except for the whole,
Jack having to hold his breath for a gazillion minutes.
Okay, I seriously don't think it was that long.
Hey, you can't see that's an exaggeration.
I sure hope the listeners can.
Well, okay. A gazillion isn't even a number.
How about...
A million.
A trillion.
That's a number. A trillion, yes.
A trillion's... real, right?
Yeah, trillions are real.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, that is seriously a lot of money.
We're not even talking about money.
Your children would never have to work again if you had that much money.
That's true.
And they could spend it recklessly. I mean, seriously. Okay, whatever.
Okay, we weren't even talking about money. We were talking about minutes
holding your breath underwater.
I know, but that would be like the entire universe.
Yeah. You wouldn't even live that long anyway.
Exactly.
Probably. I bet you in your lifetime you do live that long.
Actually?
Yes?
You can't even count to a million in your lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but that's one second for at each number. Well, then... Okay, then yeah, you can. You don't live a million or a trillion minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have gone completely off course. All right. And Jack was awesome. He was like...
Jack was hilarious.
Jack was hilarious talking to Woolsey.
Especially to McKay, too.
Yeah. I love Jack. He's so cool.
He's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad he came back for those episodes, because it's
yeah.
really cool. Yeah,
and I love that basically those two episodes, the SG-1 and the Atlantis, they really do... those could be happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
And they don't even interfere with each other. Even though Atlantis involves Earth, but the other team is way off in La La Land, and...
Literally. Well, yeah. Almost literally. They don't exactly know where they are.
Well, yeah. I doubt it's called La La Land, even if they do.
Yeah. Merlin named all of the planets he goes to at those different times La La Lands. Uh-huh. Okay, whatever you say, Kayla.
I bet he would. I say...
No, that would be something
Merlin
Jack would do.
Yes. Jack would do that. I loved how how Vala named the dragon Daryl.
And Duke did Puff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was one of the little jokes he made.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like, Puff? In his... Oh, and what was it? Daniel, after he stuck his head in that thing, he said, indeed. I was like,
I know, is he turning into Teal'c now?
I know, it's like he sticks his head in the Merlin contraption and he turns into Teal'c.
Yeah, that was a bit odd. We're back to SG-1 again, you know.
Oh, wow. Alright,
It was cool to see Liz with a gun when she was actually herself.
I know, she wasn't like Wacko Lady.
Yeah.
Wacko! Okay.
Okay, I can't hold back any longer, we have to go to the sad news.
Alright, can we go back to Atlantis after we go to the sad news?
Yeah.
Actually, we're still in Atlantis.
Warning.
This is still... Okay, spoiler warning. Spoiler warning.
Kayla, hold on. This is a spoiler warning. This episode comes in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So it's not too big of a spoiler, but if...
It is large in itself, so it doesn't matter how long...
And a lot of people have probably already heard it. And you've heard this news if you listen to the spoiler in Candace Candy... No, not Candace Candy.
Anastasia
Rosemary Snobendorf's news.
Yeah.
So, spoiler warning, skip to time index. Kayla will come in here and play the time index. Okay. Carson!
Okay, please stop doing that voice, please.
But it's so sad.
I am... That second part of that was fine. Just the first was grating on my ears.
I know. Okay.
All right.
Everyone, attention, everyone.
Yes.
On the day this episode airs, we are naming it an International Stargate Day of Warning. Everyone will wear black.
Yes. I am going to wear black.
We are all going to dress in black. And I wish for everyone else to join us in our mourning of the passing of our beloved Dr. Carson Beckett.
Yes, yes. You're turning into the Anastasia Rosemary Snobendorf.
At least I'm not snobby.
Well, true. It's just so sad. I love Carson. He has his Scottish accent and his doctorness.
Yeah, and his caringness and his...
I know, and his... I'm a doctor, I can help you.
Help, not you. Drop
That's what
the
I
you.
Said. Oh, I can help?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do
Fine.
It.
I know.
I'm a doctor, I can help.
Alright.
You say I can help you all the time.
You used to say I can help you, I'm sure.
No, I didn't. I seriously didn't, Kayla.
Oh, fine. Maybe it's because I've heard, like, I'm a doctor, I can help you from somewhere else.
Yeah, probably.
So it sticks in my mind. All right.
I can't believe he's dead.
I know. Well, he's not dead yet, but he will be dead.
Mm-hmm. He's going to die. Be nice to the guy in the next episode. He's going to die. You're going to kill him. What were they thinking? No offense to any of the producers here. I'm just ranting right now, but you guys are idiots! And I hate you. I really don't hate you, but you know.
Which part are they idiots about?
It's just, I can't, how could they?
The whole how he wants somebody to go fishing with him?
Or
whatever he was going to do.
Nobody was fishing with him!
I know.
I would have gone fishing with him, even though I hate fishing.
But that was the whole point, is that they all had better things to do and didn't want to go fishing with him, and then he died, and they were all sad. That's how it always works.
See, if Carson asked me to go fishing, I would have gone fishing with him.
Of course.
Of course, my character wouldn't have had anything better to do, so.
You would have enjoyed going fishing with him, and it would have had nothing to do with the fish.
Well, because I would have been able to meet Carson back in, duh!
Duh.
I would have gone and you'd be like, and
you'd
died.
Be sitting at, you'd be sitting behind him drooling.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
I would not be drooling, and I would not be
okay,
sitting
fine.
Behind him.
What does that have to do with anything? Why can't you
I don't
sit
know,
behind him?
I
know.
I'd just
him?
Be sitting next to him,
all
trying
right.
to figure out how to fish.
He'd be teaching you how to fish.
Exactly, because I can't fish. I've tried. That one got too well for me.
All right. Are we...
One last whimper.
Are we done being sad?
Okay.
Okay. Rachel has had her cry session. She had that a while ago, actually. But she's having another.
It's time for the system board discussion.
All right.
Okay, we're discussing Ra. Because he was the first god we ever saw, so
yeah.
We decided to pick Ra.
He was the first dork boy, glowy eye dude.
Dork boy, glowy eye.
And he was so weird looking. He looked like somebody. What? What are you? What are you talking about?
I just have to find him.
Okay. Well, can I talk about Ra while you're searching
Ra.
For whatever you're searching for?
A falcon huh? head. He has a falcon head, sun disc, and a cobra headdress.
Yeah.
My book says he, it says creator and solar.
Okay.
Solar.
Oh, he was the god of the sun.
He's the sun god, basically.
Yeah, sun god. And
he was Apophis. Weird in the movie, man.
I know, he looked like somebody took...
He just looked
wrong.
Know.
He's just weird. He looked like some... teenage boy that they put in a huge freakish outfit and made his eyes glow or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just was odd. And that kind of made him freaky, which was probably good.
Yeah. Then we saw him again
of course.
In, what was the name of those episodes?
Mobius.
And it
yeah, but we didn't really see him. He
well,
was in.
No, but it was
it
raw,
was just probably
same.
Some guy that they stuck.
What do you mean it was still
yeah.
raw?
Yeah, it was still raw. That was when the whole time thing... I love time travel stories, but let's not talk about that right now.
Yeah, it's a system discussion.
Yeah. Basically, everything we know about... Or we've seen about Ra, it was from the movie.
Yeah. And maybe a bit of mention of him in later episodes,
yeah.
but only the mention of him.
Yeah, except for Mobius, he hasn't been seen in the series.
So, yeah. Ra.
Yeah. Ra was exciting.
Yeah. It'll be
Ra
more exciting
did.
When we get system wars that actually
Ra was an ass.
Did something.
Yeah. What else do we think about Ra? Ra has a boring name. I mean everybody else has like Hathor and Apophis and
Anubis.
And he's just Anubis, yes.
Osiris.
And he's just Ra.
Yeah, so he's not very
He's kind of like Baal.
Yeah, next episode we'll get more more interesting characters.
Yeah, yeah. So let's move on to our... We're going to go to Apophis next, right?
Let's move on to our episode discussion.
Wait. We're going to go to Apophis, right? Next?
Yeah, because that's next.
Next.
Okay, week? System Lord Earth. Episode discussion. We are going to be doing a discussion of every episode from season 1 to season 10. And we are going to do an Atlantis...
Because we are insane.
And we are going to do a single Atlantis one every other week because there are less Atlantis ones. Yes, this week, we are doing Children of the Gods to Emancipation. So, Children of the Gods.
Yeah. Yes. Ah, stupid computer. Sorry.
Pilot episode.
Yes, the pilot episode. I remember there was the naked lady and...
Sharae.
No, actually, I remember more than that, but... Sharae.
But we saw her in other...
But that was the only... No, it wasn't the only episode we saw her normal.
Yeah, we saw her in other normal episodes.
Yeah, there was... No, there was, like, one other episode that she was normal because she was having the baby... Or Apophis's baby.
Yeah. Well, we're not into that episode yet.
I know. Okay, so basically, it's the beginning of everything, and you start out with what was with at the beginning how the tarp blew off of the Stargate.
Yeah.
That was basically just dramatic effect. I mean.
Yeah, it was.
We've never seen anything like that ever again.
Well, it was only dramatic.
We haven't seen them get all frozen when they go through the gate anymore. Because that would be annoying after a while to have to see that every time.
Yeah.
And what was it? They don't go flying through the gate anymore, like get thrown through it.
Yeah.
Because it just gets old.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that whole... I wonder... I was trying to think if there's really any way to justify that. But there really isn't. Because it doesn't make sense that it would do that.
No, it really doesn't.
It makes more sense that the Kawush would go out and burn all that or whatever it does.
Yeah,
something
like
that. But anyway...
Well, it got the R rating.
Yes, it did because of the nudity.
Yeah, but there was only nudity in the first...
Yeah, in the one scene.
There was one scene, and it's never happened again.
Well, yeah, that's why that's the only episode that got an R rating.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that I can understand why that would get R, because if
it's nudity.
Yeah, we got a naked, a full frontal nudity there. That's boring. My brain is not focusing right now. Now I'm thinking about how Daniel Radcliffe's... on the stage naked.
Okay, let's move on to the episode after Children of the Gods.
It's the one with Kowalski and the
gold larva.
It's the only second one with Kowalski. We're really sad. We were going to discuss this where you don't even know the name of the episode.
Yeah, it's whatever that one is before.
No,
Children of the Gods.
Yeah, I have to think of what it was, though. It was, The Enemy Within.
Okay.
Okay, we're discussing...
Kowalski?
Yes, we're talking...
Kowalski died.
Yeah, Kowalski, because at the end of Children of the Gods, he got a ghouled in through his neck or something. It was his neck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the back of his neck or something. But he got taken over by a ghoul, and... started going crazy.
And ended up dying and Jack asked for a stereo.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember.
No, I remember that. It was really sad. I mean, I've never really had like, oh my god, I love Kowalski. But I mean he was a nice guy. We were sad to lose him. I mean, he probably would have liked him better if he hadn't died and we hadn't only seen him in two episodes.
Three.
Yeah, true. He was in... Oh, true, we did see him in Mobius.
No, I meant three as in two Children of the Gods and...
Oh, well, okay, yeah. I don't really consider Children of the Gods two, but I guess...
Emancipation was good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Because Sam beat up a boy.
Yeah, beat up a guy and...
Big strong guy.
Uh-huh. It was cool. I
thought he was better than all the
like
other
the,
women.
It was like the first... Well, basically, there was a lot in the beginning of this of the series of, like, I'm a woman and I can... There's a lot of
hear me roar.
General... Yeah. I'm a woman, hear me roar. Just general gender discussion, kind of. But that's really the only time it's done that much, is towards the beginning.
Yeah. But it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I loved her dress. Picture of her in that dress. It's not even a dress. It's like a pants with a weird thing around the bottom. Pants? Eh, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. But the... I tried to make an outfit like that that had, like, the whole thing over the face and, like, the headdress and once.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well.
No, not really.
But I could do it better now, but...
So!
Yes?
Fan fiction challenge!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that still exists.
Yeah, we're just bringing it back. What do we want?
What did we ask for? We asked for, like, fluff.
Humorous fluff. That's what we want. We want you to write a humorous fluff. It doesn't have to be long. It could be a one-shot. Just make sure you email us, sending us the link, and post it on fanfiction.net. Make sure in the description you put the Stargate Addicts fanfiction challenge. Kayla just signed off again accidentally, so let me try and get her back. Hold on. So, yeah, that's what we want you to do. And make sure and email us telling us that you did it. And we check fanfiction.net every day. It can either be SG1 or Atlantis. So, yeah. See if I can connect cable. Session ended. Can you try again? Skype's stupid. Actually, it's her internet that's stupid. Stupid internet, feed through the race. Leave the internet to the race.
Hello.
I didn't stop recording, I just made small talk.
Yeah, neither did I.
I made small talk.
I yelled at my internet. It deserved
it. Okay. So yeah, that's the fanfiction challenge. I finished off telling them what to do. It could be SG1 or Atlantis, make sure you email us, blah 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 blah. Got through that. Okay, Kayla, do the falling to the floor
what?
Conclusion.
Oh, yeah.
We're finally finishing it.
Yes.
About time, too.
And there were, weren't there a few in, like, comments on Podomatic about the whole falling through
the
floor?
Yeah, make sure you get those, too.
Yeah,
and while you do that, I'll be right back.
All right.
So, just continue, you know.
Uh-huh. All right.
Rachel is gone, and I...
All right. This is beginning. Here is the beginning of the Falling Through the Floor challenge. All right. Our first email is from Daniel Alvarez. And he says, I have no scientific answer for you, but it would make horrible television if a character was out of phase and the character would fall right through the stairs. Being out of phase has been on a lot of science fiction television shows. Well...
I agree, because it's true. It would just... Why we really feel like explaining how a person... to explain why the person doesn't fall through the... Why the person doesn't fall through things.
Because that would just be boring. And we'd rather just have them be able to walk through walls, because cool. Falling through the floor, not cool. But walking through walls, cool. So... Alright. Next... email.
Okay, sorry about that.
I've totally been talking to myself. All right. It's weird not to have you here when I'm talking to the audience.
I'm sure.
All right.
Finish.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm trying to finish. I just have to look all through this to figure out, because it's kind of in the middle of something, I think. Oh. All right. This email is from Zimrahil of Chulak, which I know is probably not this person's real name, but who cares? It's cool because they're from Chulak. All right.
Stargate is different from other sci-fi shows. Whenever they are out of phase, and thus invisible and able to penetrate solid matter, it is never by pure accident. In other words, sophisticated alien technology is always at the root of it. Daniel Jackson's experience in the Crystal Skull was a device created so that humans could communicate with a specific form of alien. The aliens themselves did not appear to have a floor to worry about, but they realized humans did and would have programmed in a safety catch so that humans would not fall through the floor. When they found Merlin's device, they were able to physically touch it on the other side of the phase. Again, the experience was specifically programmed by an alien in order to make them invisible, and Merlin also programmed it in that your feet did not experience it and the actual device was impervious to it. In other words, the advanced aliens would not have created a device that made it so you would fall through the planet and die. It is shows like Star Trek where it is ridiculous because they often are thrown out of phase by a freak explosion. Alright, that's the one that I really agree with, because it just makes sense that maybe if they just got thrown out of phase by some freak accident, they would fall through the floor. But if somebody builds something that puts you out of phase, then they would know. If they're smart enough to do that, they would be smart enough to make it so you don't fall through or anything.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty stupid if you made a device that does this cool thing and then you start falling through floors.
Yeah.
Because, unless they're so advanced that they don't even think of such things. But, I mean, there's people like the Asgard or like, I don't know, Merlin. He was smart enough to do that, and he was human. Part of the time he was human. But anyway, he would have made it so that, especially also because you could see that device when you were on the out of phase. You could touch it and use it.
Yeah.
All right, next email. All right, this next person is, this one that we should probably post.
We'll post that on our website because no one... We can't describe it in words.
It's very cool looking, though. Anyway, okay, let's go to the next one.
How long does it take you for you to get this email?
I'm getting the email. I just have to read through it and find where the thing about falling through the floor is, and I'm not finding it.
Sorry, it just seemed like a very long song.
It wasn't even a song. That was just me making noises.
That was kind of song.
All right, I don't know why I started this one, because it doesn't have anything about falling through the floor in it. All right, that's everything. I need to go to the Podomatic comments. Dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I thought we might want to spare the audience.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to. I sing when I'm bored.
I certainly hope they liked our theme song.
Stargate! It's a great big world!
Okay. Well, we hope you liked it.
Yeah. Where are the stupid comments? I want comments. I know they exist. I've seen them.
Okay, well, she looks for that. I'm going to tell you all our contact information.
Okay.
Okay, email us at StargateAddicts@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your emails.
Okay.
You can also do Podomatic comments, which Kayla's trying to find right now, unsuccessfully, I might add.
Yes.
And we love getting emails.
Okay. Here we go.
Because you all are so nice.
6 comments on this episode.
Okay, here we go. She got them down. I gave you the information.
Yeah.
Okay, Kayla, go ahead.
All right. I have to find the one that has the thing about falling through the floor in it. Da 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 da.
Okay, I'm gonna keep talking now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
And just remember, we're not making any money on this, so...
Oh, wait, wait, no, no, I found it.
Just don't sue us, we're not making money anyway.
What?
Don't sue us, we're not making money on
okay.
this.
Okay.
It's recreational,
this
so don't sue us.
This person is, Paul Beam Me Up. Whatever that means. Alright, this is what this person said. Just happened to cut blah blah blah. Okay, why didn't she fall through the floor? Well, if you're out of phase, you're out of phase. Whatever that means. Fall to where? How could she breathe? So she could breathe and could see and didn't fall through the floor. That means she is out of phase by 90 degrees and that there's a universe that is also that many degrees out as well. What's whacked is that she couldn't be seen but could see them. Wrong. Look, let's look at audio in the same plane, but 90 degrees out of phase. The same sounds start canceling themselves out. 180 is totally canceled, which suggests that a mass 90 degrees out of phase might be very energetic. Think about it. That energy drain has to go somewhere. That's the end of it. You probably didn't understand any of that. I think I kind of understood that. Yeah.
I kind of understood that one, too. Okay, time
oh,
for
yes,
our
yes,
form
yes.
of
this
shadows.
Is like, okay, wait, off-topic section of... Oh, and this person said to go for quality instead of quantity, and I kept saying that about this thing, because nobody's going to care if it's an hour long or half an hour long as we sound good.
Well, I know, but I was thinking about, like, our first couple
no,
ones.
No, they weren't
really
short. They just sucked. They were fine in terms of
good
length.
Point.
A half an hour
well,
is
whatever.
A
off,
decent, fine length for a podcast.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Method for K. Hello, Sephir Forums.
You.
This is...
Okay, just don't... Could you please...
What's my name? Oh, Karala Anuan. Yeah, that's what my name is. I forgot.
You forgot what your name was? Oh, God.
Apparently.
Okay.
That forum rocks. I love Sephir Forums. Although some of those... No offense, but some of the, The topics are a little odd, but some are very...
You better not get into all the get into that when you're shouting out for your forum.
I'm not going to mention any names. Of course, all the names I would mention are people that
yeah,
aren't there anymore.
Just move on before
okay,
you say anything else.
Okay, this is what I believe, okay? Arya does not love Aragorn. She has feelings for him as a friend and as a friend only.
Aragorn is a 16-year-old boy and has
attracted
a crush.
To anything female.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What
and,
do you expect from a 16-year-old boy that he's just going to...
It appears to me that some people are turning Aragorn and Eldest into a soap opera with the whole, well, Arya doesn't want to get involved with Aragorn because she was in love with Valen, doesn't want to fall.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Who knows? She could have been involved with Phelan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But Arya is not going to fall in love with Aragorn. This is not a romance story by any means.
All right. So, let's move on.
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right. Hi. Okay.
Are you going to actually say who this
Hello,
is
Hello, OSCLA. I guess I will say... the entire name of that. It's the Official Stephen Colbert Love Association, and now everybody in the Stargate fandom knows that I am a dork and am part of a forum that has the word love in its name. And
are you gonna say what your name
oh,
is?
Oh, my name is LaRoche, but like it is everywhere else. That's LaRoSH. Because the apostrophe. Okay. Actually, that's something about Stargate that I can talk about because the apostrophe has to have. Actually has something to do with Stargate. But should I tell the whole long story about that?
I don't think this is only supposed to be a shout out.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where that name came from. Because it actually has something to do with Stargate.
What? T A L apostrophe C.
What? Yeah, but anyway, basically, I had made up this character a long time ago. How old was I? Like 11 or something? So, just bear with me.
who was Daniel's daughter, Daniel and Shari's daughter.
Oh, Kayla, I remember this. This is awful, man.
It was not awful.
It was not awful. It was just stupid. But anyway, my first name was Elizabeth, and then I wanted a middle name so that it would be sort of Abedonian. So I put an apostrophe in it, and I made up LaRoche. But I was from the future, I remember, because...
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He's been asleep for a long time. Oh, and he's crying. All right, let's finish this up. Hello, I love you all from OSCLA, and you're great, and unless I put the timestamp in here, you're probably never going to hear this, but oh well. And if any of you, are you still here? Okay, if any of you know who Stephen Colbert is and are a girl and love him as much as we all do, then go join.
Yes, and all Stargate fans, Twitter forums, and you guys rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and all the Stargate fans in... Oh, my.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Rachel.
This will be a good ending to the podcast. I can't.
If you have our contact information, don't forget everything we told you.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes.
Yes,
it'll be in the show notes.
Don't forget you have to put spoiler alerts. And put in the people. And
yes,
so
yes.
You know, the people are real people that are just doing funny voices. Okay, bye!
Alright, bye! We have like a coherent idea.
I just tripped
Rachel.
Water on my shirt and it's ice cold.
Aww.
And it's cold.
Alrighty.
Okay. Back to our discussion on the new episodes.
Alright. What the heck? Oh, okay, it's fine. What are you doing?
Itching my ear.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Rachel.
Kayla.
You sound weird.
Is this better? Are you here? I'm here.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Okay.
I think the switch on my,
All right.
That turns on my, thing. My microphone on and off got tweaked a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay,
I know
so
it's in here.
He was...